This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. UN Climate Conference COP29 commencing from today. Delegation led by President Ramchandra Podil leaves for Azerbaijan for COP29 conference. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithani remanded to custody for another 13 days for further investigation. And Russia and Ukraine exchange massive drone strikes, flights diverted from three major airports of Russian capital Moscow. Now the news in detail. The 29th edition of the UN Global Climate Conference COP29 is starting from today in Baku of Azerbaijan. President Ramchandra Podil has left for Azerbaijan leading a Nepali delegation for the COP29 conference. The president has reached to Doha of Qatar and is leaving to Baku from Doha today. President Podil is scheduled to address the World Leaders Summit on Climate Action on November 12. Similarly, Nepal will be holding a special high-level session under the leadership of President Podil on the 13th of November. President Podil is scheduled to return home on the 15th of November. President Ramchandra Podil has appointed Nripa Dhwaj Nirola and Nityananda Pandey as justices of the Supreme Court. According to the Office of the President, President Podil appointed Nirola and Pandey as Supreme Court justices on the recommendations of the Judicial Council. Likewise, President Podil has appointed Professor Dr. Krishna Prasad Oli as the resident ambassador of Nepal to China and Lok Darshan Regmi as the resident ambassador of Nepal to the USA. The President appointed Oli and Regmi as Nepal's ambassadors on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Kaski District Court has granted permission to police for extending the custody of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamithani for additional 13 days. The single bench of Justice Nawaraz Dahal extended the custody of Chairperson Lamithani along with former Vice Chairperson of Gorkha Media Network Chabi Lal Joshi, GB and Group's employee Geeta Bachai, and Nature Herbs International's owner Ram Bahadur Khanal to be effective from yesterday. This marks the fourth extension of Lamithani's custody. He, along with the others, faces charges related to fraud, money laundering and organized crime in a cooperative fraud case. Police have alleged them of misappropriating funds from Surya Darshan Cooperative. The government has given approval to the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation to resolve the dispute relating to the power tariffs from those using the electricity from the dedicated feeder and trunk lines. According to the information shared by Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithvi Subbagurung, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday evening at the official residence of the Prime Minister has permitted the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation to release the report prepared by the formed inquiry commission led by former Justice of the Supreme Court Girish Chandra Lal, stating that power disruption has resulted in a direct impact on the economy due to limited production, reduced revenue collection and also impact on employee creation. The cabinet meeting has also decided to ensure power supply within 24 hours to the industries that have witnessed power disruption. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has decided to charge the industries as per the power tariff bills for the use of the dedicated feeder and trunk lines within 15 days. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says the current coalition government will last its full term until next election. Talking briefly to journalists at Thangadi Airport, leader Deoba reiterated that the present ruling coalition will last its full term for another 3 years as there is no dispute within it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। 6 people died in a jeep accident occurred at Palata Rural Municipality 3 of Kalikot District yesterday. According to the Chief District Officer of Kalikot, Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, 6 persons died on the spot while 13 others sustained injuries. The deceased have been identified as Daskala Shahi, Padam Bahadur Bum, Bhagwati Rokaya and the Ganesh Shahi from Palata Rural Municipality 6, Chaya Sahi from Palata 5 and Daman Rokaya from Palata 3. The injured were taken to Karnali Province Hospital in Sukhet by a helicopter of Nepali Army for treatment. Kathmandu District Court has granted permission to keep the outgoing Kosi Province Minister Leela Ballav Adhikari into custody for 2 days to investigate his alleged involvement in forgery and human trafficking. According to Navaraj Adhikari, the spokesperson at the Kathmandu District Police Range, Adhikari was brought to Kathmandu yesterday following his arrest on the charge of forgery and producing fake documents to facilitate the travel of 3 persons. The 4, including Adhikari, were deported from Tokyo Airport on the 30th of October. Adhikari is also alleged to have received 1 million rupees each from the 3 individuals in exchange for illegally facilitating their travel to Japan. Adhikari recently resigned as the Minister for Internal Affairs and Law in the Kosi Province government. On Saturday, the CPNUM Central Secretariat endorsed the decision of the party's Kosi Province chapter to expel Adhikari from the party even by annulling his general membership. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia and Ukraine have carried out their largest drone attacks against each other since the start of the war. The BBC quoted the Russia's defense ministry as saying it intercepted 84 Ukrainian drones over 6 regions, including some approaching Moscow, which forced flights to be diverted from 3 of the capital's major airports. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 145 drones towards every part of the country on Saturday night, with most shot down. Ukraine's attempted strike on Moscow was also its biggest attack on the capital since the war began and was described as massive by the region's governor. According to the Russian Ministry of Defense, in Ramenskoye, southwest of Moscow, 5 people were injured and 4 houses caught fire due to falling debris. Dozens of people have been killed and wounded in an Israeli strike on a house in Zbalia in northern Gaza. The BBC cited the official Palestinian news agency Wafa and Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense agency as saying at least 30 people had been killed. The civil defense said the dead included 13 children. The Israel Defense Forces has claimed that it struck a site in Zabalia where terrorists were operating and steps had been taken to mitigate civilian harm, and the details were under review. Aid groups say Jabalia and other parts of northern Gaza have been under siege since early October when Israel launched a new ground offensive against Hamas. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudur Paschim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudur Paschim Province today. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UN Climate Conference COP29 commencing from today. Delegation led by President Ramchandra Pauda leaves for Azerbaijan for COP29 conference. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichani remanded to custody for another 13 days for further investigation. And Russia and Ukraine exchange massive drone strikes, flights diverted from three major airports of Russian capital Moscow. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.